we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles Alabama. PM Barbecue, your official tailgate barbecue on the big 550 KTRS.
No, stop it. Stop the music. We're altering the schedule today.
Okay.
We're going to push the Hollywood Report back to about 4:35, and I'll tell you why. Dawn Meadows-Dixon is here. She's in the studio. She's going to do the report, the movie report, but she thinks she wants a shot at the full-time position. We are so strict and have so many requirements before somebody could work here. And we've tightened them up even more for this next round. We've made it even tougher. I want to thank again, before we get this started, Bert Nottingham, cousin of a friend of ours, Tom Nottingham, for coming in from the National Polygraph Association, hooking Dawn Meadows up to the Quadramax polygraph machine, the latest state-of-the-art equipment. And what we've done is Bert came back in and said, you know, he was listening.
Yes.
When we tested it, and he said the truth audio signal is a little bit annoying. He said he disconnected it. He said all you really need is the sound for the audience so they'll know when she's lying. If she see where it says lie?
Yes.
There's a test button for the sound. Hit it. Take it down just a little bit, the adjustment. That's what you'll hear if Dawn Meadows-Dixon tells a lie. And this machine has never, ever malfunctioned. Dawn, are you relaxed?
I am ready. You don't do a drug test, too, do you?
Just it sounds to me like you're concerned.
Yes, wow. See this cup right here?
You need to fill it up.
Why would someone say nervously, you don't do a drug test, too, do you?
Man.
Why would that be a concern?
I in this day and age, to find that you're doing a polygraph test, and I just wondered if this was just the first of many tests.
Oh, there'll be other tests.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the first of many.
Oh, this is the first
you
of many.
You see that couch over there behind you? There's a test that involves that. That comes after the show. But let's move forward. Ladies and gentlemen.
I knew that was coming.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's start the – now, Dawn, here's the deal. And I talked to Bert about this. This is very simple. He says the answers must be yes or no. Simply yes or no.
What if I say nothing?
Well, you either need to say yes or no or say I'd rather not answer that.
Okay.
But my advice –
I'm good at that.
She should only get like three. I think.
Well, if you say that more than three times, you're hiding stuff.
Wait.
Yes.
Because when you say I'd rather not
answer,
hang on here. When you say I'd rather not answer that, you know what people out there think? Well, she's hiding something.
Yes.
Now, if you plead the fifth,
no,
you're protected by law.
Mark McGuire did it. What did we find out? Guilty. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
let's
look at
not
the job he's got.
Let's not overthink this. Let's not overthink it. Just relax. You relax.
Okay.
Is everything okay? The wires, they're not hurting you? The band?
Fine.
Okay, here we go. Peon, start the machine. Bert said that Peon was capable. He doesn't actually need to run the machine once he set it up. Here we go. Is your name Dawn Meadows-Dixon?
Yes.
All right. We didn't hear any sound, which means you are telling the truth. Have you ever been on television?
Yes.
Do you think you're pretty?
Cute. Oh,
yes
no.
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
No, maybe. No. Okay, no. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, wow. The machine's going haywire.
Oh, man.
Reset the machine.
All right.
Dawn.
I'm trying to be mod. No.
But look.
Okay.
If somebody had a gun to your head and said, you have to say yes or no, one or the other.
Okay.
And the machine will tell us if what you're saying is what you actually believe to be true. Reset the machine.
All right.
Do you think you're pretty?
Yes.
Well, you know what? It's saying you're telling the truth, and you are.
Okay. All right.
No, there's not a thing wrong with that. Look, no. Let me give you an example. I know that I'm handsome. Okay? I'm very handsome.
That's true.
Okay.
And I'm still.
Do you have two daughters?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
Are you happily married?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Wait.
Whoa.
My husband's listening.
Let's try it again.
You just got me in trouble. I was happily married.
The more you talk, the more your system is going to get nervous, and you're going to appear to be. Are you happily married?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. Have you ever looked at a pornographic movie?
No.
Uh-oh.
This is rigged.
It is not rigged.
That's 100% accurate.
It's an MX-4000 Quadramax, and it's not rigged.
I'm used to the MX-5000.
Have you ever, and tell the truth, have you ever been drunk?
No.
Have you ever been arrested?
No. Oh.
Well, she hasn't.
Were you expecting?
Have you ever used profanity?
No.
Do you have a favorite, and again, the answer to this question is yes or no. Do you have a favorite position?
What?
Do you have a favorite position? Yes or no?
I don't even, Frank, I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
That says it all. She's not sure what I'm talking about. That says it all.
Yes, it does.
Oh, I cannot even believe
you. Do you have a favorite position?
I cannot
believe you. Yes or no?
I will not answer that.
Okay.
All right.
See, I thought you were being...
Dawn, you could have... You know what? You could have said yes.
You told me.
If I had followed up and said, what is it? You could have said shortstop. Or first base.
Yeah.
Your mind
That's actually what I was thinking.
No, it's
because
not.
We were watching the baseball game.
No.
Oh. You got buzzed on that one.
The first time you asked. Because I trusted you told me
could
you would be on your best behavior.
Could we continue with the lie detector test? Have you ever had inappropriate thoughts about me? Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
Do you sleep in the nude?
No.
Do you know what a MILF is? MILF.
No.
She doesn't.
You told me you were going to behave.
You cannot talk. You can't talk. Do you know what the term cougar means other than a large cat?
I do know. Yes.
Right.
So it's indicating that she does. Do you know what the term sweater meat means?
No. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
She doesn't.
I believe
that. No surprise there. Do you know what a merkin is?
No, and I have a feeling this is going terribly wrong.
Dawn, yes or no? Do you know what a merkin is?
You know, my daughter if you do this polygraph test with Frank, he's going to ask you very sketchy questions.
No, I'm not. Do you know what a merkin is?
She was right.
Do you know?
No.
I'm looking at the indicator, and it says that is the truth. Do you know what a spinner is?
No, I have no idea.
Sadly. She doesn't. Huh? Have you ever taken LSD?
No.
It's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Have you ever sold or purchased illegal drugs?
No.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Not yet.
Yes or no?
No.
Are you a member of Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist organization?
No.
Okay, so far, so good.
Wow.
Do you sleep in the nude?
You
already did this one.
I did?
Yeah.
I like to do that.
Oh, you are so bad.
Don't talk.
Have
you ever or do you now work for the Federal Communications Commission?
No.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yes, I guess.
Yes or no?
Yes.
That actually is the truth.
Wow.
Okay. And if you had said no, you would be out of here with no chance of a job.
I think
because everybody,
there
even as a
very
kid,
few
has to,
people that
Jesus
could answer.
Didn't tell a lie. He's the only one. Do you shave under your arms?
Yes.
Now let me look at the machine.
No?
Okay. Yeah, she does. Have you ever had Any sort of sexual experimentation with another woman?
No, I am not going to answer that.
Well, you don't want to answer?
Frank, that crosses the line.
No, it doesn't. It's a yes or no. Have you ever had sexual experimentation with another woman?
No.
Yes or no? Is the answer no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Have you ever played golf?
Yes.
Have you ever been to the Fox Theater?
Yes. Oh, they're getting easier.
Do you currently hate anyone? Is there anyone that you hate?
No.
Indications are.
Wow.
That's a good, that's a good characteristic.
That was
good,
quite a test. I'm glad
it's not over. Do you think you could ever be seduced into having a one-night affair with someone in radio who is married? Yes or no?
No! This is the most rigged test.
It's not rigged at all. Last question. Are you a good cook?
Yes!
Apparently she is.
Wow.
This test is now complete.
Over. Oh.
That was painless.
You can, Bert's coming
off.
In. He's disconnecting the disconnecting the equipment. You did fine.
Yeah.
You refused, but then you came back and you did answer. And I'm looking at the score.
I knew some of your questions would be sketchy.
I'm looking at the results.
Well, my 14-year-old daughter said, don't trust him.
I have good news for you. You passed.
All right.
In this particular test, you are allowed... If it's truthful, you're allowed, like, three lies or something. And it's all computer testing. So it says go on to next level, is what it said. Whatever. And that means the next phase of the, employment.
The next test.
Interrogation.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wow.
Okay. Whew. I'll tell you what, I'm even tired from that.
Yes.
That was...
Well done. Very well done. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. So we had a couple of calls from people who said that so far we have three Chinese places with drive-through. But yesterday I get to thinking about this. Do you like Chinese food, by the way?
My girls are born in China, so we are a Chinese-American family.
Chinese food here is, like, really
Well, they were
real?
Babies when they came here.
So they don't know.
But we have kind of raised them on authentic food, and
it's pretty Americanized, most of the Chinese food places.
And see, I don't know because I've never been to China.
Crab Rangoon, that's not Chinese. My daughters, in fact, are having Chinese tonight.
We got another email. Somebody said there's one in Belleville, but none really close.
That doesn't help me.
So, no, that doesn't help.
Did someone say, someone called in during the break and said that there was one on Dorset?
No, we had that call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got the Dorset one. So what are you watching on TV? Because you watched this Nashville thing last night?
I watched it for a while.
You like
it just didn't work for me.
Yeah, I liked
it.
I like Connie Britton. I like her. Yeah, I like Connie Britton.
That was the premiere last night, and I thought it was good, but I don't know. I watched, In the Middle, and I watched Modern Family.
In the Middle, is that a show?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it
No?
Either. Where's
right.
that?
It's before Modern Family. You've got that whole
I tried to watch Modern Family last night. I tried for about 10, 15
minutes. It goes too far.
I cannot watch that show.
Really?
I can't watch it. I don't get
it. You heard everybody raving about it.
I know. I don't get it. Here's what I saw. I saw a heavy-set gay guy and another guy.
Is that the one with Ed O'Neill?
Funny.
Ed O'Neill
yes.
on that one?
And they're flitting around.
Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
Yeah, I could watch her.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it.
And she's pregnant in the show, and they had her not facing the fact her stomach.
So you watch it?
I did. Well, I actually caught it yesterday because I enjoy it. I think it sometimes goes too far, but it's very well written. It's funny. The actors are great. They've got a great rhythm going, and
every time I've tried to watch it, three or four times, I gave it 5 or 10 minutes. Every time I try, I must catch the same kind of scene where a big gay guy is being chased around by another guy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the story is.
I've never seen
it. I don't get it. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Let me check. Great. What can we do for
you? All right.
What can we do
first,
for you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And second, Dawn Meadows is awesome with movies. She's sweet. She's innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But she you guys will dement her if she's full time.
Well, no, I don't think we'll be able to turn her now, at all. She'll just get fed up.
Some people cannot be converted to that degree. She'll
just get fed up. I might have eventually a good influence on them.
No, that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Trust me, that is not going to happen.
No.
What else is going on, Eric?
As little as possible. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah, you got that right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. There goes
you never know. I could change all of you to my side.
Not going to happen. The movie review is coming up after we take our next break here. Alex Karras died in the last couple of days. I don't know. I know he was a football player, and I know about Blazing Saddles.
Webster?
You know what? I didn't know that till this morning because I never watched Webster.
That was a good show.
Who was that little Emmanuel Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis.
I never saw Webster.
It was kind of just a basic, you know, fluff comedy.
All right.
But
how many football guys have gone on? Look at, the guy on Little House. Erlen Olsen. And then there's the guy on Parenthood.
Dick Butkus, I think, did some TV things.
All right, Jim Brown did movies. Who's the guy on? Craig T. Nelson. Wasn't he a football player?
Yes, he was.
I think he was.
I used to think he was so cute. He's on Parenthood now. I love Parenthood.
Oh, I do too.
What's
love
his name
Parenthood.
That played Hunter? He was a football player. Too.
Yes.
Oh.
What the heck
Rich.
Was his name? What the heck was
there? There have been a half dozen of these guys who went into show business. So I didn't know Alex Karras was on Webster till I read that.
Mongo, right? In Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. He punched a horse in the face or something. And I'm sure that back then, before there was a lot of PETA action, he probably really did punch it in the face.
I'm sad to say that I don't think I've ever seen that entire movie.
It's too long.
From beginning to end.
It's too long.
Yeah, I've seen bits, you know,
if you watch
chunks
it, it's like watching Stripes. You really like it for about an hour and a half, and then you start thinking, this is too long.
Well, yeah, Stripes is almost two movies in one.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they could cut that thing in half.
Fred Dreyer was...
Fred Dreyer. Yeah. That's it. Thank you. Yeah, it's much too long. And we come back, we'll do the movie thing, and then I have a little bit of an affirmative action statement. I know that sounds very serious, but there's a girl down in Texas who says that she didn't get into University of Texas because she's white. And I got to tell you something. That's
I saw that.
Absolutely, it happens.
They have a quota, I guess. They have to...
I will retell my story, if we have time, next half hour, about something that happened to me where I was... denied something, but then when they thought I was black, I wasn't denied it anymore. So it actually can work in reverse, and I think that happens maybe more often than we know. Window World, how old's the house you live in?
I don't know, 50?
50? Wow. Pretty old. Seriously, it's twice as old as my house. How are the windows, okay?
Yeah.
Are they're okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
You don't need
so
windows.
Far.
If you needed windows, would you look at Window World? Would you at least
absolutely.
Look at it? Absolutely. Okay, that's a good
answer.
That's a good answer.
Team player.
Here's the deal, folks. There's another window company in town, and they it's kind of funny because when they run ads, they try to use the same type style and the same color scheme as Window World. They even copy the price. They run their ads and it says $189. And they're hoping that a lot of people will see that. And they'll have heard about Window World, and they'll be dumb enough to go, well, there's that window we've heard about. There it is, $189. Let's buy that window. Well, apparently not that many people are that dumb because they sell about 20% as many windows as Window World. 20%. Window World just kicks their butts. They kick a lot of people's butts. Now, I heard somebody the other day say that they had seen a window that was $3,000 for one window. Now, I don't know who
is
you
it
are.
A real giant.
No, it's plate. A regular window.
Really?
I don't know who's out there that pays $3,000 for a window, especially if you need 25 or 30 or however many windows in a house. But that's not most people that I think we can relate to. Here's what we can relate to, and you can relate to, wanting to get your money's worth, to get a great quality product at a reasonable price. If Window World windows were $29, I'd say run for your life. They're probably not any good. They couldn't be any good. But for $189, they are. They have the good housekeeping seal of approval, and they have a lifetime warranty, and nobody can offer that for $189. You want the real deal, not an imitator, go to this website, windowworldst.louis.com.
All right.
right, we're going to head up in the air this time and check with Tim Weiland and see how the highways look.
Well, you're jamming up on eastbound 270 now, approaching Bell Fountain through the Chain of Rocks Bridge where the lane is down. Also, eastbound 70 slows almost at Shreve down through Madison. They've got the express lane shut down, so a lot of volume there. Eastbound 64, that's heavy from approaching Jefferson to Union Station. Northbound 55 is heavy from back to 44. In that right lane up to the Poplar Street Bridge, that's all due to an earlier accident or a stall that was blocking the right lane. And in southbound 270, it's slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this report's brought to you by the 2012 Kia Sorento crossover with a direct injection engine delivering up to an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway. The 2012 Kia Sorento crossover has more features, more miles per gallon, and more fun. To learn more, visit mykiastlouis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou. Homecoming. And you.
Talk about the perfect game.
You and a friend could be there from the Big 550. To enter, all you have to do is become a fan of our Big 550 KTRS Facebook page.
And if you're already a Big 550 fan on our Facebook page,
you're automatically entered to win two tickets to see the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Mizzou's 101st homecoming game on October 27th.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
Hey, everybody. I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of Florissant. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Florissant your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Florissant parties into the fall with a Wednesday night out at Handel's Cafe with live jazz among several of our favorite historic landmarks. The best block party in the state is our fall festival on St. Francis Street from Florissant Road to the famous St. Ferdinand Shrine, with fun for the whole family, including the world-famous Bob Cuban Brass. Don't forget our famous Veterans Day Parade. Come join the fun and see for yourself why Florissant's the place we love to call home. Maybe you should, too. Visit www.florissantmo.com to learn more about the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Do you want to get more out of your multivitamin? Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request. And for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Deerberg's and Schnucks pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
Join in the fun this Friday and Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free. The largest indoor yard sale is this Friday evening and Saturday till 3 p.m. at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052.
Or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. And make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa Boots at Chuck's Boots off Highway 30 in Fenton and now off Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's.
There's our music. Relaxed, refreshed, after having passed an excruciating lie detector test, polygraph test. And I didn't pass with flying colors, but passed nonetheless. Dawn Meadows-Dixon is here to talk about a movie. I don't know what the movie is, but I do know who her sponsor is. Her sponsor is Westport Car Wash. My car is clean. And if your car is not, boy, do we have a place for you. Three places. Westport Car Wash. One on Page, just east of Lindbergh. One on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash, a terrific car wash. Here is Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
All right.
Hey.
Right here in the room with us.
I'm here.
For a change.
It's good to be here.
What do you have?
What
are we talking about?
Well, I've got a film called Here Comes the Boom. Have you seen the trailer for this?
Oh, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
You know, I couldn't tell what it was about. It said from the makers of Paul Bart Mall Cop, and right then I thought, okay, I don't want to see it.
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't like Mall Cop?
I didn't see it. Because it looked too stupid.
I didn't see it either.
I liked it.
I have to tell you, it's stupid, but it is so funny. And there's something about Kevin James. I think he's just got this little pout on his face, and he's cute and funny all at once.
What does Henry Winkler have to do with this movie?
Henry Winkler plays his friend. What it is is Kevin James plays a biology teacher who is going to save the school music program. Right there, I thought, wait, I've seen this movie before.
Call Mr. Holland's Opus.
That's exactly what I said. I had to look it up. I couldn't think of it as quickly as you did.
Well, I'm smart.
With Richard Dreyfuss. You are smart.
Yeah, right.
I'm thinking, what is it? And it's like Rocky meets Mr. Holland's Opus. So you've even got a Rocky theme going here, because what Kevin James' character decides to do into cage fighting.
The only thing about Mr. Holland's Opus, the part that was really unbelievable. Remember that hot babe that sang the solo? And then she says, you know, meet me at the bus station. So here's Dreyfuss, like a little middle-aged guy that a guy like that would never give a second look. He's got a chance to run off with her, and he doesn't do it. And I thought, okay, This is where the movie falls.
Fiction.
What was her name? Rowena?
Yeah.
Was that's Rowena. Really good yeah, that you Rowena. Can remember these details
because
on this,
this
movie.
This is an example of a woman. If you watch Mr. Holland's Opus, watch
it's
for
a
this
great movie.
Dark-haired chick that sings. And as soon as I saw her, I thought, this girl is going to be a major blockbuster star. I don't see her anymore. Mm. I never see her.
Yes.
I don't even know her real name. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so he.
Anyway.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, gosh. It was that polygraph test. It just threw me.
Yeah.
Okay. So he is going to do cage fighting. You know what that is, where they go in. Have you ever
yes,
watched
that
it?
That ultimate fighting.
The ultimate yeah. fighting.
I was a cage fighter. No, yeah. I was a state champion.
Oh, yeah? You didn't know that?
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's true. No, true. I was. I was a 94. I was the Missouri State cage fighting champion.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I actually ahead. Know somebody who did do it. Mm. That is rough. It is so, if you've ever watched it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I watched it.
They tear their heads off. So Kevin James decides he used to be a wrestler in high school. So he's going to be a cage fighter. I know you don't like wrestling. And he's going to be a cage fighter and he's going to raise money for the music program.
You know what I don't like about wrestling? Real wrestling? Like high school wrestling? I don't like guys putting their faces in other guys' testicles.
Yeah.
That I don't get that.
I don't
get how any guy could want to do that. But that happens.
Oh, maybe
you can't wrestle without having your face in a guy's crotch.
Maybe you could do the pretzel Pete joke today. Has it been long enough?
Oh, man.
I don't think I'm ready for that today. You put me through enough.
Hey, you're in our house now.
Yeah.
You'll suffer through whatever we do. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, my nephew is a wrestler. He got a wrestling scholarship to George Mason, and he is an unbelievable. I have a respect for wrestlers that is beyond. They have to intellectually, they have to be focused. There's a real technique to wrestling.
I don't doubt
anyway,
that.
I said it again.
But anyway.
Yeah, you did.
I am so flustered. Oh, right. So it stars opposite. Kevin James stars opposite Selma Hayek.
Ooh, yeah.
Bill.
I thought we'd get sound
like
effects
her.
For
yeah.
that.
We did.
Henry Winkler is his friend. And surprisingly, Henry Winkler and Kevin James are really good together. Their
you know why I have a hard time with the name Henry Winkler? Because when I was a little kid, my aunt and my mother called my penis my tinkler. And they said, you need to
why
go
was
to the
your
bathroom.
Aunt talking about your wiener?
Well, because when I stayed with her and I was a little bitty boy,
yeah.
I mean, a little bit like 2 and 3, she would have to take me to the bathroom. Mm. And she said, let's get your little tinkler out.
Oh,
you know.
My
so God. When I hear Winkler.
his wife says that now. Get your little tinkler out.
My wife says, put your little tinkler away.
Too much information. Thanks for the mental picture.
No, seriously. That's what they
seriously.
Called it in my family.
Oh.
They said tinkler.
Tinkler.
And if you were scratching or something, they go, what's the
wrong
matter?
With your tinkler?
What's wrong down in your little tinkler?
Man.
So when I hear Winkler, I just start thinking tinkler.
And Henry Winkler is such a great man for that. To be the visual image that comes to mind. It's just, it's awful.
It. We are all scarred by some childhood thing.
That is awful.
We just are. And then my aunt also used the word toot. And
if you were,
and when I was little, if you did that, she'd say, uh-oh, somebody tooted. That means we need to go sit on the potty. That's what she'd say. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Well, you don't have to go to the bathroom every time you pass gas.
Yeah, you kind of do. No. That's an indicator.
Is this my segment?
Yeah.
When you get older, you do.
What?
Brother.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's
a
movie review.
I was talking about a movie.
Yeah, go ahead. We're sorry.
And we've gone into potty humor.
We're sorry.
Tooting and tinkling.
And
down
that's where it
toilet.
Came from, because kids, they say, go tinkle,
right.
So that would be your tinkler.
Yeah.
That makes
would
sense.
Be.
It makes
yeah.
sense.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Don.
We needed you to explain that, didn't we?
Thanks.
Okay.
You have to get used to interruptions.
We like that chair.
Yeah. And this is not even a great movie, so this is fine. But I did like the performances by Henry Winkler, and I can't even say his name now without this visual image. And Kevin James. I loved in King of Queens, and I think he's funny. But this movie, he wrote and produced it, and apparently he's a big fan of cage fighting. And one of the actors is actually a cage fighter who's in it. But and maybe I'm missing the mark here, because at the end of the movie, the audience started cheering because they tried to do that Rocky thing, you know,
right.
And it just didn't work.
What's the name of this again?
It's called Here Comes the Boom.
Okay.
Didn't work for me.
The trailer didn't look good.
No, I saw it on TV. Yeah. I thought, what the heck
but
is it
But it's PG. It's clean. Clean.
Your kind of movie.
It's clean.
All right, here comes the boom. And what does that mean, here comes the boom?
I think I tried to figure that out through the whole movie. And I think the boom is they do this thing where they boom and they land on one another, you know.
Right.
And then the boom.
But it's never explained in the movie. It's never referred to.
I don't quite get the whole boom. Here comes the boom. Maybe I need to understand cage fighting better. Someone might know that out there.
ARDs, how many?
Two ARDs.
Oh.
And she's pretty generous.
Yeah.
It was painful.
Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
That's it.
All right, Dan.
Two ARDs.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Another, all right, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
We get it. Another successful movie review. You be the judge at two ARDs. You can, if you like Kevin James, there's some people who will go to see a movie just because somebody's in it, no matter what it is. If you like Kevin James, you probably should see it. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash on Page just east of Lindbergh, on Lemay Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. What do you say, Don Meadows Dixon?
Yeah. Everybody.
Thank you.
How are we doing on time? Okay.
I think we got a couple minutes.
Flip that thing around here. If you want to light these phones up, we got a couple minutes. We can talk to you. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. This is National Coming Out Day. All I know about it is it was started 25 years ago today, and 500,000 people 25 years ago had a march on Washington. I don't know if there's a march today. I don't know how many people will come out today. But it's kind of like that. When is that smoke out day? They have to stop smoking.
Yeah.
I don't think that too many people will actually come out today because it's coming out day. You know, you do it when you can do it. And
yeah, it's almost like you're forcing it where they're not just going to let it happen naturally.
Yeah, I have somebody in my family who's gay. Not in my house, but in my, you know, close family. And the person has never just sort of come out to everybody. It's like there are certain people in the family that we all have to, whatever you do, don't refer to. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do because you're keeping the lie up. And I actually have wished for years that this person would just say, hey, to everybody in the family, because some know and some don't. And what's awkward is if you have any kind of an occasion where some relatives together. Well, some of them know and some don't. And then you have to kind of make sure that all the ones who do don't slip.
Right.
And say something so that the other relatives would go, what? What do you mean, her girlfriend?
Right.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of work keeping it up. So if today's your day, more power to you. You ever been to a Meanies?
A Meanies?
A Meanies. Have you been there?
No, I have not.
Do you
not.
Know what it is?
Yes.
What is it?
Is it a store?
Wow.
You are good.
She is good.
But the Golden Dome?
The Copper Dome.
Copper.
Close enough. The Golden Dome, Copper Dome, close. It's in Chesterfield Valley. You need to go. I'm not kidding. You need to take your girls in there.
It looks like a cool place.
They would love it. Your girls would love this place. There's nobody in a family that wouldn't love a Meanies. If you're 5 years old or 105 years old, this is a great store. Do you like area rugs? Do you have any Oriental rugs, any handmade rugs? Do you have any of those?
I do. I don't know if they're handmade, but they're
area
rugs.
With your daughters being from China, you could literally introduce them to products from the homeland, these handmade, beautiful rugs. And I don't know anybody who has more of these things than a Meanies. They have machine-made rugs, too. You could spend $500 or you could spend $35,000 for a rug.
And what's the deal with Oriental? Is that not a...
You're not supposed to call people Oriental anymore. Well, here, you have two Chinese daughters. Is that a big sin to say Oriental?
I think it's outdated. I've had people say...
But it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just they're Asians. I think people say now more Asian instead of Oriental.
But we can still say that.
Yeah. Oriental rugs, oh yeah.
I still see...
the Orient Express.
Food places that the something Oriental something for food.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not supposed to call people.
People.
It's hard to keep up with the
rules. You got to keep up with the politically correct.
But they have some gorgeous rugs. Again, from a few hundred to several thousand dollars, depending on what you're looking for. Now, ladies, something else you're going to be interested in, Jaffe Lighting. The entire upper level at Amini's is a whole Jaffe Lighting collection. And lighting, has undergone this revolutionary transformation. Bulbs don't suck the electricity they used to. You got all this new low wattage technology, and it's more beautiful. I have always wanted, and we don't have one, but I would love to have a crystal chandelier. It's kind of Liberace-like to have too much, you know what I'm saying? Like you go in, you go, hey, this person must be gay. They've got a big crystal chandelier. But I like crystal. I like prisms, and I like lights, and I want a crystal chandelier. One of these days, maybe we'll put one in the dining room. And Amini's has plenty of them. Theater seating and leather furniture and all that stuff to make a room really comfortable for watching television. And then, of course, pool tables and pinball machines and oh, my goodness, arcade games. It's a wonderful, wonderful store. Whether you're looking for something practical and pretty for your house, like accessories and tables and lamps and lighting, or just something for a killer basement or family room, check out the jukebox, the jukeboxes that they have. And I know that everybody has seen a CD jukebox where instead of records or CD, but they have one. You can set your iPhone or iPod in the front face of it.
Yeah. There's a slot.
And it will, you can download 10,000 songs into the jukebox.
Oh, that is
and
cool.
Then you just walk up to it and touch it. It's like it's unbelievable. This place is a tremendous place to go. And mom and dad or grandma, whatever, while you're shopping, the folks at Amini's, not only do they not care, they want your kids to knock themselves out. Play the pinball machines, the arcade machines. It's free play while you look around. Amini's, home of the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, let's check traffic now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Oh, I'm flying on Highway 70 now and looking at this unusual long jam, and then we find out there's a couple of accidents mixed in it. You've got one that is right by Zumbel that's blocking the left lane, and then you've got another one at Mid Rivers Mall Drive that was blocking the lane. They moved it off to the right shoulder. Traffic is jammed up midway between 94 and Zumbel all the way out here through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. It's heavy again, approaching 79 through T.R. Hughes, and also looks like we're pretty slow between, that's Lake St. Louis, no, between Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. There was an accident on eastbound 270 just before 367, blocking the right lane. Bit of a backup behind that, but once you're east of 367, it's crawling all the way to the Canal Bridge. On southbound 270, that volume has really grown. It's now bumper to bumper north of Dorset. That goes all the way to Big Bend. And this report's brought to you by Cars.com. Shopping for a new car, let Cars.com bring out your car shopping confidence. Compare models side by side, you can see the difference in gas mileage and pricing. Cars.com, confidence comes standard. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Friday morning in the Morning Quickie, a post-game, several hours after. What does the morning after look from the VP debate the night before? Also, Josh goes over the weekend movies as usual. Will it suck? Find out. Josh has taken a hard look at the trailers, and we'll tell you whether your $10 should be spent on any of the movies coming out this weekend.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550. And KTRS.com.
It's getting down to it. Our trip to Secrets, the Vine in Cancun is just around the corner. Hi, it's John Carney. Call Classic Travel and Cruises at 636-625-8747 to book today. Packages start at under $1,700 and include your beautiful suite, all meals, all drinks, activities, and so much more. Even your round-trip nonstop airfare on Frontier Airlines is built into the price. I've also made arrangements for some special events just for our group. Join me and my wife for an outstanding getaway in beautiful Cancun, Mexico, January 12th. Just think of it. While everyone else is freezing, we'll be sipping wine on the beach. What a great way to usher in 2013. Call Classic Travel and Cruises, 636-6 625-8747. Another hassle-free getaway from Apple Vacations and Classic Travel and Cruises. Call 636-625-8747 today.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
As we age, our immune system weakens.
Richard Burkell, National Council on Aging.
With less natural resistance to infection, older adults are at greater risk for flu and its serious complications. Immunization is the best protection. Speak to your healthcare provider about your flu vaccine options, including a higher dose option specifically for adults 65 and older.
To learn more, visit ncoa.org/flu.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquid Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
All right, today I have the top 10 Your Mama's So Fat jokes. You
all
ready?
Right, ready. All right. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Your mama's so fat she puts on lipstick with a paint roller.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, your mom's so fat she has sex and then rolls over and smokes a ham.
Oh, that's a good one.
Your mama's so fat she had to go to SeaWorld to get baptized.
Oh.
Yeah. Your mama's so fat she sat on the corner and a booger shot out of George Washington's nose.
Man.
I know. Wow. Your mama's so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still printing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good.
Your mama's so fat, her cereal bowl comes with its own lifeguard. That's
like a swimming pool, yeah.
Your mama's so fat, you got arrested at the airport for 10 pounds of crack.
I see. Don laughed at that.
Yeah. Your mama's so fat. Your mama's so fat. Mount Everest tried to climb her.
Oh boy.
Your mama's so fat when she dances at a concert, the whole band skips.
Oh, like skipping a record.
And finally, here, your mama's so fat that she uses the Great Wall of China as a belt. Thank you.
Oh
so much.
My goodness! Oh. All right, thank you, Bill.
All right, see ya.
Sign off. Hey, okay, that was it. Sign off. Don laughed at that crap.